Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Miranda, any luck with the...
Luck doesn't appear to be on the agenda, Mr. Bard.
Don't suppose we could pencil it in?
I see you've adjusted to the first phase of testing.
First phase?
Now, are you ready for phase two?
This is Dreamers. By Broken Crown Productions.
Maybe Christopher is right. These dreams don't mean anything. My dad doesn't know Jonah. Does he? If Jonah has some kind of power like mine, why wouldn't he use it? Maybe I can go back and ask him. Lullaby, meditation pillow, deep breaths. Gotta find Jonah.
Misty, you came back.
Of course I came back. What happened to you? I want to help.
Thank you.
Don't ask where I've been, Jonah. You don't want to know.
You. Me? You let this happen. Oh my god. Jonah? He doesn't deserve this.
I know.
Help him.
I can't.
You have to.
Wait!
She really doesn't remember anything. I'm telling you. She ran out of there like she saw a ghost and... I shouldn't have tried to help.
Help Jonah.
What?
Help Jonah.
Help Jonah. Help Miranda. Help Christopher.
Christopher.
Oh, my conscience will not give me a fucking break.
Midnight. Help Jonah.
It's not my problem, remember?
Fine. If no one else will, then I guess it's up to me.
Oh, hell, this is strong stuff.
Ma, I need the car.
Sorry, I'm volunteering this afternoon. Why don't you ask Christopher for a ride?
Okay.
Hello, this is Christopher Carter.
He's not answering. Can you please drop me at his place?
Is everything okay?
I'm fine. Mom, I just have somewhere to be.
Are you going on a date?
It's 2 p.m.
At least pack a sweater.
Mom!
And a water bottle.
Fine! Let's go.
Rise and shine, handsome.
Still.
You still feeling the mushrooms?
Yeah. That must be why I'm so happy.
His car is here.
Hello? This is Christopher
Carter. I'll just let myself in the back. Thanks for the ride, Mom.
Bye, honey.
I was thinking I could make us breakfast.
breakfast?
Yeah, I found a recipe. It's a tofu scramble. Like eggs, but...
vegan.
I thought you might like that.
Up and at 'em. I need a ride to Ida...
Whoa! Lily!
Christopher?
Hi, Lily.
Hey, Blue. Could I have a minute with Chris here?
Yeah, I'm gonna start on breakfast.
Perfect, I'm starving.
Lily.
How long has that been going on for?
Not long.
Long enough for you to start manscaping.
How did you know about... It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have to explain myself to you.
You don't think so?
Well, it's not like we were...
We were supposed to be best friends, Christopher. We're supposed to tell each other stuff like this.
As if you've shown any real interest lately.
I called you 3 times last week.
To talk about your dreams, or your dating life, or your wacky magic tricks.
That's not fair. You know I've been going through something.
Well, so have I. And it's not like you haven't withheld information.
Is this seriously about Jared?
I'm just saying you could have told me about it sooner.
Well, it seems like you've been withholding information a lot longer than that.
I didn't know.
You didn't know.
Lily, I've always loved you. Just...
not like that. Clearly.
I really thought it could be like that. Until Ottawa.
Chris, that was 10 days ago.
And this is a big deal for me, Lily.
I just... can't believe you didn't tell me sooner.
I'm surprised you didn't figure it out yourself, considering you're practically psychic now.
I've actually had more important things going on than deciphering your secret identity crisis. I just really need your help right now.
Believe it or not, I don't want to chaperone your date with someone you don't even remember.
But Jonah's in trouble. He's being held captive and no one else will help him.
Probably for good reason.
Excuse me?
Lily, this guy is bad news. I don't know if it's the sexual tension or the Stockholm syndrome talking, but you shouldn't try and find this guy. It's absolutely irrational.
But I can't just let him suffer if I have the power to stop it.
Yeah, well, you can't make real-life decisions based on something you dreamt about.
Come on, Chris.
Christopher.
Oh, that's how it is.
I just think we should talk this through before deciding to cross an international border.
There's no time to talk. They're torturing him in a lab.
Torture?
We have to go now.
You can't seriously want to.
Forget it. I'll find someone else to take me.
Lily.
Everything okay?
Just great. You don't drive, do you?
I've got a learner's permit.
I've got a... ugh.
By all means.
Hello?
Hey, Jared.
Oh, Lily. You called. How are you?
Great. Could you give me a ride somewhere?
Yeah. Anywhere.
How about Idaho?
Oh, I would. But I don't have a passport.
Damn it. How am I supposed to... ugh, never mind. This was a mistake.
Wait, Lily.
What?
Did you get the necklace back?
Oh my god, my amethyst!
Yeah, I passed it off to Christopher. Did he tell you it was from me?
You know, he forgot to mention it.
Well, if you wanted to hang out later...
how am I supposed to do anything without a goddamn vehicle?
You could take the train. Better for the planet.
It's too late for public transit. It... fuck! It smells really good in here.
I made you a wrap for your trip.
Wow. Thanks.
Christopher's not going with you?
Fat chance.
No, it's probably not how you wanted to find out, but...
it's not even in the top 10 ways I would have liked to find out. I mean, how hard would it have been for him to tell me?
He didn't keep it from you because he doesn't care. He cares too much. He always has.
Oh.
Are we going to Idaho or not?
Really?
I would never let you do something so blatantly irrational without me.
Thank you, Christopher.
Call me Chris.
Okay, Chris.
Not you.
I made you this for the road.
I was gonna make you breakfast.
Well, I'm not the one driving 8 hours to the ghost town capital of the U.S.
You're not coming?
Absolutely not. I'll stay here and tidy up.
You don't have to.
No one will even know I was here. Except for Lily, of course. And, good luck tracking down the guy from your dreams.
Thanks.
Sorry to run off like this. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah. Me too. Be safe, okay?
We get it. You're adorable.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Hey, Oliver.
Hey, you doing okay?
No.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Why would I have done that to her?
Hormones?
And why is Jonah the one being punished for it?
Well, he was the one who brought the girl here in the first place.
At her insistence.
And you covered his tracks by any means necessary.
I nearly killed her!
I bet you'd do the exact same thing today.
I would never let it get so far.
You are so full of shit. I don't think you've changed one bit, Miranda. You're the same cowardly brat who cries wolf just to make yourself feel important.
That's not true.
Prove it, then. Help me get him out.
You want to... Oliver!
You don't think Jonah belongs in this cell? Then do something about it!
But Director Lovett...
Save your breath. I knew you wouldn't want to help.
Well, I can't let you...
You don't have to let me do anything. The plan is already in motion.
There's a plan.
Yes. Now, don't ask any more questions, and everyone ends up happy, okay?
I better not see anything worth reporting to Mr. Lovett.
Thanks for doing this.
Is it safe?
Chris, do you have my necklace?
Oh, shit. Lily.
Do you have it here?
Yeah, I think so. I was gonna give it back to you, I promise. It's right here. Shit, where did I put it? Yeah, here it is.
Keep it.
You want me to keep it? And you brought the CD with you.
Yeah.
What are you...
Shh.
Okay.
You...
No! Jeez! Hello?
Hey.
Help. Jonah.
Yeah, yeah. What's the plan?
Plan?
You have a plan, right?
Jade Stone.
Dude, I don't know a Jason.
Get the Jade Stone. It's safe.
How do you know? Your eyes were closed for like 10 seconds.
I've been trying to tell you, Chris. Ever since I found the lullaby, I've been able to see inside my dreams. And they keep bringing me back to the same place. It's where my dad is.
In Idaho?
Well, there's more. I got an email from my dad last year.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
It was right after the election, and I didn't want you to worry.
Worry? Lily, what did it say?
It was my sleep sound prescription.
Oh. That's it? I'm sorry.
No. I think I finally figured it out. The Reverie makes it... That's why I can see into their labs.
The Reverie makes the sleep sound?
Yes, Chris.
I knew there was something up with that stuff. I said that, didn't I?
They've got Jonah. I have to warn him about his amulet. Well, without it, we might actually have a shot.
How do you know it's safe?
Well... It shouldn't be dangerous for me.
I can't let you do this.
Good thing I'm not asking permission.
You'll lose your job and end up in the cell right next to Jonah.
I'm already living in captivity, Mitchell.
Don't give me that.
If I can help him, maybe we can both get out of here.
You know we can't leave.
Not you. Me.
You can't leave?
Tell me what I should stay for, then. Why should I stay, Mitch?
Ollie...
This company makes you hate all the things that I love about you.
You'd just give it all up then, to help him?
You already gave up a long time ago.
But what if something happens to you?
Then at least nobody will ever know about us, right?
This can't be the right place.
It is.
It's a sleep country.
It's Sleep County. I'm going in.
I feel like I should come with you.
You can't. It'll mess with the plan.
What plan?
Wait here. Once Jonah is free, you have to be ready to drive. Even if I'm not there.
Why wouldn't you be here? Lily! Ugh!
This is crazy. He's gonna be happy to see me. He's gotta be happy to see me. I can do this. I can save Jonah.
Lily, my girl, you made it.
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds, with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Adam Muxlow as Bruce, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Owen Francis as Oliver, Nico Carter as Blue, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, and Frank Page as Mitchell. This episode also featured Linda Leong and Spencer Festeriga. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio, for 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right, now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here. Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.